seconds to go. We need a Minneapolis miracle. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Off by Diggs.
Stay up.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
30.
No.
10.
Touchdown.
Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish.
It's a Minneapolis miracle.
Oh, my God. No way. What a miracle finish.
And welcome to the State of Poople Initials Reaction. Initial Reaction Podcast. I'm AJ Mogstewart. This is Jack Day. I'm in the belly of the beast. Still, Jack, you are at home. You had to sit on the couch and watch a Minnesota Vikings victory. How'd that feel, Ben?
Yeah, it felt good. I was able to actually enjoy this one. We had family over and my dad had some friends over here. So it was enjoyable and kind of a sigh of relief. I think you and I both had kind of a roller coaster last week talking about this game with our feelings, like, are they going to be able to contain Russell Wilson? It didn't look like they were going to early on. That defense really stepped up in the second half and the offense. And Kirk Cousins. I don't even want to just say the offense. I want to say Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins had a fantastic game. If there's anyone in the chat that wants to come at me for saying that, go right ahead. I don't care anymore. Kirk Cousins is playing great football through the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins finishes the game. Let's see here. 30 for 38, 78.9% completion percentage, 323. And three touchdowns, a 128.4 passer rating. Those three touchdowns, I believe, were all in the first half, really set up the stage for this game in the way that it ended. Minnesota Vikings, though, had a game plan for Seattle. They came out, they stopped Russell Wilson for the most part. Got a little dicey. There were some moments there where that the secondary didn't look great, and DK Metcalf was getting open, Tyler Lockett was getting open. It was the Seattle game plan that we thought that we had to stop. But, Jack, they came into this game with no Dalvin Cook. Alexander Mattison, real quick, your thoughts.
Alexander Mattison did everything that I thought Dalvin Cook was going to do in this game outside of, I don't think he got into the end zone at all because Kirk Cousins is delivering strikes for his touchdown passes. But Alexander Mattison proved tonight that he is a workhorse type running back. I don't know. The Vikings might find themselves in a weird contract or a contract situation in a couple years down the road when his rookie contract is up because they paid Dalvin Cook. Can you afford to have two star? I don't know if I'm ready to say Alexander Mattison is a star running back quite yet, but he looked like it today, and he kind of had a couple plays where even the announcers were saying he kind of entered his inner Dalvin Cook on that, where he made a couple nice cuts. I don't think he's quite as slippery of a running back. This offense desperately will need to have Dalvin Cook back, but today Alexander Mattison did exactly what he did in 2020, and he just dissected the Seattle Seahawks defense.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just went away from the window. Mattison finished 26 carries for 112 yards, and he added another six receptions for 59 yards. So a big part of that offense. But maybe the biggest part, Jack, you mentioned it as we started this. It's going up in the chat a lot. Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins now has played three pretty decent games. He had another two-minute drive this time before the first half ended. I mean, what do you have to say about Kirk Cousins?
He played fantastic. 30 for 38, 323 yards, three touchdown passes, continued his streak without throwing any interceptions. I think that was something that you and I both expected, that there wasn't going to be a lot of turnovers. I know he did have that near fumble, but they had to go out and they had to put points up, and Kirk Cousins did exactly that. I thought it was going to be more of a shootout after watching that first half, but Kirk Cousins continued. I mean, even like in the second half, I know you said there weren't any touchdowns thrown by him in the second half, but there was a play, one that sticks in my memory. He's fading back. Again, this is off-script stuff that you and I were so frustrated about after that week one game in Cincinnati, where he was getting hit, and he kind of just hopped up off his back foot and delivered a beautiful throw to a striking KJ Osborne across the field. So that was – I thought he played admirably. I think Kirk Cousins is – he's on the right trajectory, and he hasn't shown any signs of slowing down. He hasn't had that blow-up game that we've seen in the past. And if Kirk Cousins – can continue to play the way he has over the first three games, I think you and I might be having a little bit of a different feeling about this team in 2-3 weeks down the road.
That pass for Kirk Cousins. This is a guy who had 130 passer rating on the day, three touchdowns, and that was probably the pass of the game for Kirk Cousins. The way that it came, the time of the game that it came in, the position that he was in, the pressure that he felt, it was a really good opportunity to keep that drive alive and really solidify this win and ink that. I think it led to that final field goal, which I was kind of frustrating that they stalled down there close to the line. But who's going to nitpick the first win of the season? The environment here at US Bank Stadium, Jack, I'm sure you could see it on the TV. You saw it on social media. It was nuts. It's cool to have people back in the stadium and have a home field advantage. Alexander Mattison really dapping the crowd. Justin Jefferson doing the same in their post-game interviews about how big of a deal this crowd had in playing a role in this football game. You look at those receptions, by the way. Justin Jefferson, 9 for 118. Tyler Conklin came up huge, 7 for 70. Both those guys had a touchdown. Adam Thielen, 6 for 50 with a touchdown. KJ Osborne, a little quiet today, but that's okay. When all those other guys are getting the catches, it doesn't really matter if KJ does. But really good air attack for this team today.
Yeah, and say, just going off the KJ Osborne, when the team needed him, he came up clutch. I think when you have a running back going for over 100 yards and you have another receiver, and then we finally kind of saw in this game what we were kind of thinking we were going to see more out of with Tyler Conklin, which is a good sight to see, obviously, without Irv Smith Jr. for the rest of the season, more than likely. It's good to know that there's a tight end there that it can play some solid football as well. And I just wanted to say this. This was probably, and I'm sure being at the stadium, it was even more electric, but I tweeted this out right after. It felt so, so good seeing Justin Jefferson hit that gritty in front of a sold-out U.S. Bank Stadium. I'm sure the crowd loved it there. I don't know if you have anything to say on that, but that was entertaining to me. And I, like I said, it was just a fun game to watch, and this Vikings team came out and they answered a lot of questions that we had a week ago, and they played a fantastic football game on all three phases.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, another 100-yard game for Justin Jefferson. You mentioned they had it on the screen here. I forget exactly what the stat was. I think he was the fastest Minnesota Vikings receiver to 100 receptions in a career. It took him something like 18 games to do so. They put him on the big screen, and a lot of times when players see themselves on the big screen, they look away and they try and act cool and like they didn't see it. Justin Jefferson was looking up at the screen. He busted out his dancing to the music. He was really feeling it. The crowd went bonkers for that moment. So a really cool opportunity for him, any of those second-year players that didn't get that last year. The rookies continue to still be a question mark for the season. We can talk about that later. We don't need to be negative right now. But, Jack, was this a situation of the Vikings actually being a decent team and playing a good football game, or Seattle maybe not being what we might think that they are?
I think it might be a little bit of both. I think we just saw Arizona come out and almost, I mean, they kind of ran away with it at the end of that game, but they were, the Jacksonville Jaguars were stride for stride with the Cardinals in that game. So I think it's a matter right now. We're 3 weeks into the season, or almost 3 weeks into the season now for the NFL. And it's a weird year. I think I just was texting some friends before this game. I said, if I was in a pick'ems league this year, I think my stats would be atrocious. I don't think I would do a very good job this year. There's just surprises. And then you see that exciting game. Detroit fans thought they finally had a win as well. And then Justin Tucker comes in and hits a 66-yard field goal. So it's been a really weird start to the season. But I do think I'm wearing my face shirt for a reason, by the way. I do still think that this team has a lot of talent. And I think once this defense, I don't know if I'm ready to say the defense figured it out, but they figured it out in the second half of that game. And if they can carry that momentum into the Browns game next weekend, this offense has shown that they can put up points on the board. If the defense can kind of match that through the end of the season, this is a potential playoff team. And I don't know if I'm ready to say that they're a team that can give the Rams a run for their money, because the Rams, last time I checked, were kind of whooping up on the last year's Super Bowl champions and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But I don't know if I'm ready to put them in that tier yet, but I do think this is a potential playoff team. And if Kirk Cousins keeps playing the way that he's played over the first three games of the season, this is going to be a fun season.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go to the chat real quick on our final question, because I got to go to first grade basketball practice. So we got to get going here. Benny wants to comment on Cleveland next week. This is the initial reaction to the win, but it's also our first initial reaction to what the Browns did today. Pretty solid win for them today. Your first thoughts on looking ahead to Cleveland?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a positive thing for the Vikings that game is at U.S. Bank Stadium. We just saw how much of an impact that crowd noise has. I think they're two teams that are going to want to run similar styles of offense. Kevin Stefanski, he's going to want to establish the run with Nick Chubb. And I think Nick Chubb wasn't even the running back that went off today. I think Kareem Hunt had a better day than Nick Chubb, if I'm remembering correctly. But I was talking to someone, this is kind of a foreshadow of the show next week, but I was talking to someone who's a Cleveland Browns reporter who we're probably going to have on the show later next week. He was talking about Baker and kind of comparing him to Kirk Cousins. So it's going to be fun watching both of these offenses. I said, hey, I think Baker Mayfield has a little bit more of an edge to him. But we're starting to see that edge come out of Kirk Cousins that we kind of called for at the beginning of the year after that Cincinnati game. So it's going to be a fun one. I think it's more than a winnable game for the Vikings since they are on their home turf. And like I said, it's going to be entertaining, but I do feel fairly optimistic that the Vikings have a good chance at starting the season 2-2, which, by the way, is the same exact record they had to start that 2017 season that was so fun a couple years back.
Stranger things have definitely happened, but a big win for the Minnesota Vikings today. We're going to sign off. We'll take a couple days to stew over this thing and get back to you on Tuesday with a more in-depth, thoughtful look at the Minnesota Vikings 30-17 victory over the Seattle Seahawks at home for their first game and their first win of the 2021 season. For Jack Day, I'm AJ Mansour. This is the State of Purple Podcast. We'll see you later.
10 seconds to go. We need a Minneapolis miracle. Case on a deep drop, steps up in the pocket. He'll fire to the right side. Off by Nick. Stay up. Oh, he got loose. Oh, my God. 30. No. 10. Touchdown. Are you kidding me?
Miracle finish.